let's call the meeting to order. And if you could read the names.
We move that to the microphone setting. Okay, these are the October minutes, October 4th, 2023. Meeting started by Shauna Larson at 6:11 p.m. Carol seconds. Do we need to have a second on starting this meeting?
No, this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ms. Kathy reads, I read September minutes. There's two corrections. And for our concert begins at 7:30 p.m. on December 9th instead of 7 p.m. And at Donna Library, Charlie Greenland will be giving his history talks once a month on the second Wednesday at 6 p.m. instead of twice a month. Carol Hadlock approves minutes in the second. In attendance, Shauna Larson, Donna Fredden, Kathy Brooksby, Linda Littlefield, Carol Hadlock, Kelly Gummo. Excuse, Carrie Lynn Johnson, Ellen Burns, Elaine Randy. Friends of Art, October 5th at 10 a.m. Lunch provided. Craft Fair, Shauna Larson, November 3 through 4 of 2023. Flyer on the website. The electric sign was reserved. 7 booth openings. Please spread the word, $75 for 2 days. Shauna and the city want to display art in the community center. The Visual Arts Institute will donate art for display. Each organization needs to contribute a poster about their organization. These will be displayed down the stairway. Sampa event at City Hall, December 2nd, 2023, at 9:30 or 10 a.m. Sampa arrives on a fire truck. Robin is out of town, will be finalized later. Mayor would like to do story time. Arts Council provides candy canes for children, 200 children. Kelly Gummo, Halloween event, Trick or Treat Street, October 30th, 5 to 7 p.m. Kelly will be out of town October 27th through November 1st, but will prepare a craft before leaving. Donna Carden, Shauna thanks you for being a great support to our council. What can we do for you? She is good. She has a paid staff. Carol Hadlock, Quilt Group has a new name, the So-and-So's. Started a blog at the Money Club. Pattern is called Barn Quilt. Each month, someone teaches how to make a quilt square. 19 participants. They can sew it at the meeting or take home and bring it back. Completed the next month, the group also makes quilts to donate. Made a beautiful red, white, and blue quilt this summer. Shauna needs items to be donated to be sold at the fundraising table at the craft fair. Please submit items. We have a new girl named Annie Taylor, who may join our council and be in charge of fundraising. Linda Littlefield. Website is beautiful. Go check it out. Her granddaughter helps her, and Linda is learning how to do the calendar. Send Linda information for our posters to be displayed in the stairway. Still looking for 7 to 8 more booth entries for the craft fair in November. Shelley Young from the Visual Arts Institute will take a spot and do caricatures for $15 a head. Shelley Young and Bruce Robertson from the Visual Arts Institute were introduced to us. The VAI has been a nonprofit art institute for 45 years. They love to do community service, for example, help with stage sets. Please let them know of opportunities. Shelley is doing a charcoal drawing of Shauna Larson at the Friends of Art event, 10 a.m. the next day. Donna, the library is getting new carpet. They will likely use the same vendor for the community center building. Discussion about when the building could get new paint and carpet. Kelly Gummo, finances were a mess. Blade struggled to figure out how to submit the tax form 990. After her fair, he was able to figure it out and complete the process in about 10 minutes. The meeting adjourned at 7:12 p.m. Kelly moved to adjourn. Kathy seconded. Okay. Those are the minutes from October.
Okay,
this is
my
second.
Thank
you.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Now I gotta write all that down.
It's okay. Okay, so let's see what we need to talk about. Let me tell you who's excused first, so that you can get that in the minutes.
We'll give you a second. We write this down.
Okay.
Minutes approved, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry, I don't write really fast.
It's okay.
I'm sorry, Carrie looks better at this because she types it. Right?
Yes.
I'm not listening to this Trey and Johnson. He's excused me. It's actually Trey and
Johnson.
Thank you. I will correct those so that minutes are correct.
Thank you for catching that.
Yeah. You said good and I forgot.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Okay, you ready for whose excuse? I can give you, I'll give you this at the end. But Annie, Carol, Elaine, and Carrie Lynn are all excused tonight.
Annie, Carol, Elaine, and Carrie Lynn.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm really excited that we're going to have youth camps this summer. We're going to have one every week during June, July, and half of August.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be downstairs, and they'll be a week long each. And we have different teachers teaching them every week, and hopefully we'll fill up.
And these are for what?
So what can y'all come to the summer camp?
This art camp.
Art camp.
Yeah. But it'll be really fun.
Information is on, nothing to the last page. It hasn't been on the website yet. So
and these are the calendars that Linda's doing the pencil count today. We're starting to plan the art show already, so I'd like to start getting my projector out so that people can start getting their artwork ready. I did propose to the city that we put laminate on top of the stage, and I said that if they would let us do I would raise the funds to pay for it because I know that they're not. They don't have it to do. So
we have a ceiling coat to cover.
No, she's talking about that
laminate
flooring.
Yes, and then we need this mock it up because when Carol went to paint the stage, and it does look so much better now.
Mm-hmm.
But it took her 3 or 4 hours to clean that stage before she could even paint. It took her longer to do that than it did to paint. If we had laminate, we could just mop it up when people
are. I was thinking of LVT, sorry.
No.
I've
already had $400 allocated for it. So I don't know what it's going to cost. I need somebody to measure it for me. I'm not good at that. And tell me exactly how many square feet we would need. And then I think we can probably find somebody that will install it. Yeah, that's what I'm hoping. So we've also started working on the stage for the new park.
Okay.
And this is the plans. I met with you probably know better than I do, but I think he's the city architect.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this was his proposal, and I liked it. To have this shade, it would be 40 to 50 feet across the front, 30 across the back, and then we'd come back and then like this.
25 feet back and then the angles to.
What they're hoping to do right now is pour the cement. Get the cement for it, and then we can start working on fundraising first for the top, I'm thinking that we would need lights. I think the sound equipment we'd probably just want to bring in individually because we don't want to leave it over there.
Right.
So then how do the lights work?
They'll be up in the up in the top here. Mm-hmm. There is power. So there will be power.
So by lights, you mean like spotlights? What are you talking about?
Yeah, this light,
spotlight.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm thinking that we can, when we get ready, when we get closer, we can get lamps to recommend what we're going to put in the top.
So you say we are looking for fundraising.
I'm in charge of this committee to raise the money for this.
But out of the art
I have no idea.
The art I don't know where from.
Yeah.
Well, but,
yeah. I don't have any idea. He's going to get back to me. He's going to get some bids and some ideas, and then he'll get back to me with a ballpark figure of what we have to raise.
Okay. I'll be interested in the ballpark figure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we're kind of assuming that the city will have enough money to pay for this community
right now, is what I understand.
Okay. So it's a wooden structure.
Oh, it's this structure that we'll be raising money for, as far as I know. And on this stage, he's talking about putting some stairs down the front, like three stairs. And then I asked him if we could put a back on it with a door so that people could go out it, and there'd be some stairs on the back as well. So that if we're doing a play or something like that, they can go out there. And he's saying that we can use those bathrooms that are over there as a green room for people to.
How big of a bathroom?
Well, it's pretty good size. Mm-hmm. I went over and looked at it. It's pretty good size. I think it'll work for us now. And then maybe eventually we can do something better.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited. I think it'll be fun.
So they're printing there, like, they've already had a date, or?
No, he's got to get some bids and things. So he'll get back. He'll get back as soon as he's got that all together. So I'm excited about that.
That's his name.
What is his name?
Andy Spencer.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're working with Andy Spencer now.
Mm-hmm.
And he's from the city?
Mm-hmm.
He's the city engineer.
Yeah. And I will start as soon as I have a ballpark for you, and I'll start working with Brooklyn.
The community utilities.
To start advertising for you know, for fundraising.
Where will we be able to advertise for that?
Everywhere. Okay. We'll just get it. I don't know yet, so I gotta get with her and really make a plan. But I know that she'll advertise it, like in the newsletter and on the social media and all of that.
Anywhere. And it's Brooklyn Hall.
Yeah.
Brooklyn, I don't have a last name here.
I don't have a last name either.
I have a separate name. Yeah. You.
So,
she's the communications person. Is that what you find?
Brooklyn Wild.
Wild.
That's what it is.
You know
what it is?
So tomorrow, see what?
Thank you. Tomorrow we have friends of our group, and it's going to be really fun. We're having Shelley come and draw caricatures of everybody that comes, and then we're going to make these little posters, and then they're going to have lunch. So it'll be fun. It'll be a fun event tomorrow, and then the next month. The quilt guild is going to come and talk to us about the history of quilt making and how they put their colors together and all of that. And that'll be really fun too. And then in May I have
my distractions are talking.
I know, you don't need to worry about these things.
All right.
And
they're on the website if you want to zip them.
Yeah, zip them. In May we have an acrylic artist coming. And so, and someone just volunteered her husband from my art class downstairs, but he does stained glass and glass blowing, and he will come in the fall for our first meeting in the fall. So it'll be really fun. That's a fun group. And Carol's not here, so I'm going to just report on the sewing, the so-and-sos. They had 50 people come to their house. Wow. Yes, it's amazing. They're doing such a good job. Yeah. Yeah. So, I wish I could get that many coming to Prince Park. But we're built every week, every time it's a little
more. A little more.
Yeah, so it's good. So that's good. Okay, I want to turn the time over to Jeff because I think he has some information for us, and so we'll let you to go first.
The only thing that I really have, you know, is just following up on the discussion that we started last time about what really makes sense for rules for affiliating with the Arts Council. Thinking specifically about the orchestra, but
we do have a written contract. I wish I would have brought that for you, but we do have a written contract that we give people that are going to work under the Arts Council, and I think if we're gonna ever let anybody go, we have to give them 30 days notice. And then the same to us if they're going to leave. I don't know if the mayor talked to you about the John Tuesday. Did he talk to you about that? So I talked to him one day about that. And,
the mayor?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know if he's followed that one member yet.
Yes, I'm getting together with him tomorrow, so
just ask him, see. I've been getting calling or texting and say, how have you, have you done anything? But we would like to create that room.
Right.
And
I will get with probably Stephanie to get a copy of that agreement.
I don't think she, well, she probably does have copies of it, but I have the original, so do you want me to send that to you?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. Okay. I don't know if I did send Aaron Candace and Shelley the proposal to do the laminate, and I haven't heard back from any of them, so I don't know. Probably need to follow up and talk to them back and see if they can
let me know what you just said. Say again.
That I contacted Aaron and Candace and Shelley about the laminate for the stage. Waiting to hear back from him.
And I know Aaron was out on vacation last week.
That might be that.
That could be.
Yeah.
And he's probably therefore still digging out from under.
Yeah, I know that happens a lot.
What have they found out about the company?
Well, I don't know anything about it yet, except that I did ask her please not to do it on the second week of the month because those are our two. That's our signatures and lunch. And that really is sad if we got them in on because we've got like 45 senior citizens that come to that lunch.
And that's the way.
Yeah, they just count on that. You don't need it for every weekend.
Just no idea what's happening.
Yeah. She was the fourth of this call.
Check. It's called all of you guys. I think we're only at lunch. Here's what. Next second Thursday?
Yes, second Thursday is the senior citizen. The first Thursday is the principal.
Okay,
so. Here you are.
Come on,
that's okay. That's okay. Okay, do you have anything?
Art class is going well.
Yes, it's different this year. The students struggle more than I've ever had students struggle before. But they are like behaviorally
not anymore. First semester, yeah, but there's straggling stuff of them. But now it's just
trying to get the concept
or stay focused. Just doing it. Then you want to try. Hmm. And I find it very interesting. But anyway, so and I don't quite know what to do with all that. I'm going one little girl told her neighbor, just try. But anyway, so that's going fine. I don't have as many, which is great. I've had several drop out, which is fine with me. I had started out with 18, and that was way too many. Lucy told me they limit the VAI 1 to 12, and that's what I will do. Always do the teachers 1 to 12. I'm up to about 11 if either everybody comes. I've got a couple of girls that are missing right now because they're on stage crews.
Oh.
So they're out for a couple of months. They'll be back the last month of the week, which is May. So they're all going great. I have Sam probably done it because she would know more about that. It's pretty good because I think it was her baby. On the homepage of the city's website, and I don't think I can get it up, pull up. They have what's called a little blue box called a chat box.
Mm-hmm.
And blue, I should say about it, it's a circle, it's like a little circle message.
What?
A little message. Yeah, a little message kind of thing. And I clicked on that. Well, I saw a handout at the city office Monday when I was there, and I asked Shelly, what's this about? She said, I'm not really sure, she says. And so she had me, she attributed me to Donna, because I think it was Donna's baby. It feels like a tribute to my Donna's baby. Or Booker. So I called Booker and said, how did we get on this? Because you open it up, and it's an events section.
Mm-hmm.
And Donna had her Cinderella ball listed, her thing listed a couple of times. So I talked with Brooklyn about it. And just give me what you want on there. So I submitted a couple of things. I submitted the... I submitted a couple of things. Trying to remember what I submitted. Upcoming events we've got going on. And then I talked to Brooklyn. I said, I've been told by random people that many of them over the years that we can submit flyers. I said, how do I do that? She goes, oh, send them to me. So I'm okay, good. So apparently she knows how to do that. So the last time I talked to her, because she wasn't sure the last time I talked to her. And so I said, about five flyers in. I sent the calendar for Drink of Art, which I'll have to update for May. I sent the Coral Arts Group one. I sent
Easter egg?
No, I don't have the information on Easter egg thing yet. Anyway, I sent about five. I sent the Fling Art Club one.
We need to make sure we get that Easter egg.
I don't have any information ladies for that one.
I was just the day before Easter, which is the 30th, I think.
30th, yeah.
And the Easter egg hunt at 9:30, is it?
That's what I don't know. It's the beauty of this stuff.
Yeah, I think so. Because it usually seems like we're usually setting up.
Yeah. 9:30.
Hunt
at Heritage Park.
Mm-hmm.
I have
maybe and there will be a little craft for the kids to make.
HCAC craft activity. And start the night very end when they're done getting all the ages about 10 minutes later.
So I'm thinking now they're all going to migrate over to the playground.
I know. But and we don't care. We just let them find the eggs and then they want to go over there and play.
And the best thing about the craft is if we don't finish them all, we can do it next year.
Yeah.
Because we won't.
Okay, I'll get a poster made up for that new one.
Or just a craft.
No, just a craft.
Yeah,
he's got something to do. Okay, so social media, do you want me to get a poster made?
No.
So put on our website, I'll send them a chat.
With me. No.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, no poster.
No.
Okay.
But you're making a little flyer.
I will make a flyer. Okay. Yeah, so I didn't have this information. So I didn't know. Anyway, I sent about five of these of our flyers over. For different things, in fact, I did for the play, for the youth, for the workshop. I'll get a brain yet someday. That's one of the ones I sent over. Coral Arts, Sing.
Did you do one for the children's choir?
She doesn't have anything going on yet. I mean, I said when she gets a let me know what her concert is. I'll do one for her concert, send it over. And then the thing for the Prince of Art. I need an update for May. You'll have to give me that information. What is the information for May?
I'll send that.
Okay. So that's what I've done there. So hopefully getting the word out. I'm not quite sure how we find these flyers. I forget how we. So I've got to call Brooke back to how do we find these flyers? I've sent over. Because it's under something on the website, city's website. So that, but that'll be another source of people being able to see what's going on.
You guys have a look at the website. You need to go in and look at it. It looks really nice.
It's coming together now. Yes. Yes.
It's looking really
we need good. To get my dad, my granddaughter's.
And it's
city website?
No, our website.
Yeah, Highland City Arts.
Dot info. Yeah, it's up here. Okay. I try to post that here, but I can't. City Arts. Info.
Yeah, it looks really nice.
So, I still have to figure out how to do the calendar yet. Natalie graciously did it for me again this year, or this month. But she's got to sit down with her grandmother and say, now, how do we do this again? Because I didn't quite follow it the first time. And she's cleaned it all up. She's got, like, everything that's got, have the ACAC admin for all the, who's in charge of all those different things, or responsible sponsors, I guess, is for what it is. So it's looking good. We need to update. Somehow our quilting group got taken off the front page. Not quite sure how that happened.
Off the website?
Off the website, front page, yeah, the home page. The website used to have the program thing down below.
And it's not there.
The quilting group disappeared. How'd that happen? Anyway, so I've got to get together with Natalie. When she gets back in town, my little traveling buddy. Anyway, she's going to get her back in town and say, how do we do this? She has been able to see, and I keep talking about getting Sean the ability to see the calendar, to see the calendar name. And I've given her information. Here it for me. It has to be on Woody's and here, you know.
Oh, yeah.
The count, the people that
take the views.
The view of the website. She knows how to do it. She can do it, but I've got to get any Sean to be able to do it. So, like I said, to keep my little home bunny home. Except running out of California every time I turn around. That's all. And she works with her mother, so it works. She has this free time.
That's the life of these young kids.
They do.
They're old kids, too. So
they get off all the time. What do you do about a job? Anyway, so that's going on with the website and the flyers and the posters, and we have a new poster. We could set up yet. What was that? I forget what that was about.
It's the youth.
Oh, the play, right? The workshop.
Workshop.
Yeah.
I didn't talk about that. But
yeah. I really. So we have a poster done for you, and it's on the website. So it's the same thing, basically. Yeah, it's a big 18x24 poster. Later, we'll get prison printers to make a sign that basically if I would have the performances. I don't know that we need every all the other details on it yet, so we'll need to find a reason to road anyway. So that's our thoughts, unless you have other thoughts. Okay. That's that. Do we want to talk about pickleball?
Hold on to that for just a minute.
Okay. All right, I think I'm good on my arm. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done. I know that much.
Yeah, new theater in June. They're going to do High School Musical 2.
Junior.
There will be really fun. Ellen's other children is doing it. She does a great job. The kids love her. Yeah. So that will be really fun.
Does she have one baby or two?
Just two. How many grandkids have you got now?
Four.
Oh, wow.
A little bit. We'll last it.
It's exponential.
Okay.
Anything? No, just that this is she's going forward. And then as soon as I'll look at her for the building.
I don't know. I need to call her and find out if we reserved all the days, and I still have all the, I ordered all the scripts and the music and everything, and it's in my house, and she has
okay, she's also good.
I know. I should have brought it, and I could give it to him, that might be easier for her.
She's going to be up tomorrow. I wonder how you do in the morning.
Yeah, I'm leaving Texter home Saturday for St. George, and I'll be gone for several days before I'm trying to get home.
You know, I'll just tell her to text you and come pick it up real quick, maybe.
Okay.
In the morning.
Okay.
But you have the box. That's great. So what do you say? You don't know if the date's reserved. Do you need to talk to Jordana or do you need to talk to a city person?
I need to talk to Jordana because now that we, I don't remember. I put something in the calendar.
Okay. I don't remember. Jordana's going to pick the scripts up for you and you were going to tell about making sure all the dates are reserved.
Yeah. Well, it's been 3 months.
Yeah. Yeah. Not me, my report. Usually we have a choir, a big choir, 80 people. You just like to cap it at that.
What are your age range?
I think our youngest, we've had a 16-year-old before, but I don't think we have anyone that young right now. Up to 83.
So it's kind of like 20s to 80.
Yeah.
So
we're doing a lot of things.
I started at the very beginning, like your first year.
So you haven't seen us yet? Oh, you need to come see. We can have all our music memorized. And there's a 14 song.
Dancing?
Sometimes, yes. We are doing a Spanish number with a lot of clapping. Sometimes we do some of the choreography. The last concert we were at, we were like, oh my gosh, they haven't got the music out yet. They still, like,
yeah, it's all memorized.
Yeah. We were very, so very impressed.
We have practice tracks that we use to
makes a big difference to be able to help. And I love it because once we get it memorized, then we're more looking at Kathy and we can follow her cues better. You know, so it's just raised our choir to another level.
It's beautiful.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's so great for Kathy.
Yeah.
I think all of our choirs are beautiful.
They are.
Yours is, Marianne's is, and the Bell choir is. I'd like to help the Bell choir a little bit, but I don't.
I've tried to encourage our choir to do some numbers with the Bell choir, but I have not been able to get through that wall yet.
There's a wall. They're kind of beginning.
Well, they should be about 3 years.
But they are young. They're kids, so there's a lot of turnover.
Are you talking about Bell choir?
Bell choir, yeah.
Yeah, grown-ups.
It's a Bell, yeah. She tried to do a youth Bell choir, but she didn't have enough participation. So I think she has 12. I think she has 12 in her Bell choir.
I know she's always saying if anybody wants to join.
Yeah, and she's really struggling financially to keep. I mean, I know that a lot of the buying the music and stuff's coming out of her very own pocket.
Yeah, it's really expensive and fast.
Yeah.
She's doing that.
Yeah, so I don't know what it's like to do to help her, but we need to keep that on our front burner. Because I just hate to lose her, because I think it's a good asset for the community.
So we need help with members and financially.
But if they get more members, then they got to buy more bells, and those bells are really, really
expensive.
Right. Or maybe they can have alternates or something.
Well, she'd really like to buy one more set of bells, and I forget how much they are, but I told her I would try to buy the grant for her to get one more set of bells. Because she was like, I just don't know what to do. I can't. So, anyway, I'm hoping that we can maybe get around to helping do that.
Yeah. As far as the choir, we have our concert on the 10th.
May.
Saturday, 10th. Mm-hmm. And Karen's concert is the 11th. I know the date, but I don't know what time.
He's doing
the best. Well, her husband is so we have to coordinate with the choir so that we know when he's available. And hers will be at Mountain Ridge. Ours is at Timberline. Ours, like I said, ours is going to be at
Timberline. Yours is okay. So it's going to be May 10th, May 11th.
May 11th. Mine is May 10th.
May 11th.
Karen's is May 11th.
And we don't have a lot of time yet, but it's going to be there.
She's going to have multiple concerts for us. She's going to have two concerts.
Okay, she had one in the afternoon last time.
Mm-hmm. An afternoon and evening.
Okay, well, I'll still call me. So she's ready. Yes, you can call me. Yes. So. Okay, Kelly.
Let's get you.
Yeah. He's right here.
Okay, so sorry, these have been well loved.
Yeah, but they're cute.
I don't know if we're doing this one or not, but I think this one would be really fun.
That would be yeah, no, it's really cute.
So cute. Did I give you the pattern?
No.
So it can come in gray or pink. Can they do color copies then?
Oh, they love this one.
So if you give me an email address, maybe it would be best to email it to them, because I tried to photocopy this one in the gradient right here. So I'll do some, you know, whatever, and then they can print it. The same one as this one would probably be better printed directly from me.
I do agree with that.
So this one's really good. Yeah. Do you remember what these are called?
What is it called?
So, you can, like, have them say a name or whatever. And they have, like, a video on there so we can...
We said they're called fortune tellers?
Fortune tellers are pretty pictures. Okay. And then you open it up and say, decorate some Easter eggs, do an extra chore.
Oh, look, there's a little bit of something.
Easter related things that can
be. Yeah. Cute.
So, did you like this?
Yeah, I
went in on the website and it says download for free, make as many as you want. So I don't know.
So I don't know what to do. In the meantime, I made my own version to.
Oh, it's
not doesn't look quite as professional, but.
Well, I think it would be fun to have a stack of.
Oh, but it has. I could personalize it. Of course, I could personalize it from here, but.
Yeah. And we pretty much need to, like, to cut it into a square, because they're not going to have
the ability to cut that.
Yeah, yeah. So if we can cut, which I have a cutter, we can easily do that.
So you want to pre-cut them?
Yeah. And then all they have to do is hold them.
Okay.
And I brought some instructions. So we were going to laminate them to have on the table.
Okay.
How to fold them.
Oh. Okay.
So okay. Do you want to laminate those? Okay. Yeah.
And then the budget ears, did you guys bring
them? I didn't bring those. I gave those to you.
So all the little kids are going to get a set of budget ears.
That they can...
What's been the little life experience? Well, we're figuring that they're older than
if
they're 12 years old, they're not going to want budget ears.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a little banners?
Yeah.
Not
the
headband.
Yeah. But
okay.
The series,
are you going to
use this one?
Yeah.
Okay.
The series
cranky. Oh, I forgot to bring this. So, yeah, you fold them in such a way that
they
open. Pop out, so they'll color them as an egg.
That's cute.
Yeah.
So, are they, is that a tearful thing, or we need to provide cranks?
It would be a good idea to... Be great.
Thank you. Yeah, that's what we got.
So rather than like one line like the cookies were before, we'll have stations and they can go to whatever station they want to.
Well, we'll have to do all of them. Donna's, you're going to come and camp, right?
Yes.
And so you want to do, if we need a bunny, I don't know.
How you, I think we should have a bunny ear table, we should have a cootie catcher table, and then we'll have a coloring table. And if we do this cootie catcher, which is just basically a puppet, it doesn't really have anything inside. My grandkids wanted something, so I did it. But the pattern wouldn't have anything inside, so it's more like a puppet. But that would need glue and scissors. But these, well, we can have them pre-cut.
Mm-hmm.
And the cootie color. Catchers don't need scissors.
Pre-cut just like that?
Mm-hmm.
The whole rectangle of the thing.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you
use it?
Some
in school. We had some
cut out.
Yeah, so an option that I had thought about were these sort of scratch artillery things.
They love those at the.
Yeah. They love them, but they're messy. But
yeah.
We're outside.
Yeah, outside.
So yeah, yeah, that would be perfect.
Yeah.
So she had those at the open house.
Yes, yes.
They would get too. They love them.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, my kids love them too, but then they just took everything out
of
the
room. Some of them, yeah, it depends on how old they are.
But we were thinking that we need to have the headbands cut out, the legs cut out, and the cigarettes connected.
Those are just easy.
These are easy. Yeah. The headband. So the question is, how many are we planning on?
600 people.
I don't think we're going to get that many, so I need to read.
Now, there were 1,000 people last year.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's also
1,000 people
the day
sure.
before
the spring race.
And then the way that I'm going to get it is to be
early.
But
you never know.
But you never know.
I think that having someone else cut out all of the 600 headbands, that would be okay.
But I don't think we need to do 600 of each. So we could have 200 or 300 of the headbands. We can have, 300 or 400 of these. That would be easy. Yeah. So we're doing this one cut. And then, 200 or 300 of the food pictures. I think the food pictures are going to be popular. But they drive the adults nuts because they're always saying, she's not.
The library we have is just way down there where we have cover sheets. And we think the parents would pick one, but they don't. They go and take one of these. Mm-hmm. So I think we think
they're going to try to take one of everything.
They're going to want to take one of everything. They're going to want to take one. They're like, oops, we can't take one of these.
Well, is that the point, or is it should at least put a little sign on the wall that says, age groups?
Yeah.
Or do we want to somehow emphasize this is a, what do you call it, make a cake?
Well,
like a thing, not just a cake.
Take and make. Yeah.
Or make a cake.
And these are,
you want to take them, you want to make them, then take them.
Well, they
can
do
what's
bad.
I mean, if you want to take them, then you take them, and that's what we will do a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if the weather, it should be raining or sunny or whatever.
And honestly, that's like the cookies, and then they're gone,
Right.
That's what I was going to say, they're really the same until they're gone.
So maybe we just do 400 or 500 of each, and then I do not think we should cut out 500 cookies.
No.
We could cut out some for the younger ones, but if they're going to take it home,
I think if you do headbands, you just can't get to
them. Yeah, I think so too.
Because
have a sample of
you can cut that.
And we have a sample and the big thing, the skinny chipmunk. Yeah. Well, that's the
we can
bring what scissors we have and get a good one.
I mean, we do have at the library probably 50 safety scissors. Well, we probably have more than that. We probably have.
But they take tape as well, right? That one again, tape around so that
we could. We could not do the bunny ears and do anything else
instead. I'm not ready.
You just bring two picks for that, or
seven? Yeah. Well, I think it's too late because we've already. I've already given her the bunny ears to my
mom.
She's already prepared them.
Okay. I mean, nobody's going to object it. They're going to be thrilled to have some, but I don't think they're going to do anything.
I think you're right.
And just let it take home. I think for the bunny ears, that sounds
good. Did you have a room?
Well, that's what, when I went over, I said, how many do you think? And she said 600. So she said we had how many different bunny ears? Were there three or four?
I think there was three.
So she
was some had like flowers,
so she was
kind of angry.
They're really cute. She was getting,
but you have to tell them
200 of each, I think,
for each one. But in reality, I mean, they're not going to cost us anything for free.
We're
doing it for free, so they would.
Those are like two good for us and the cookies for.
Yeah, so basically it's just, being there to supervise and maybe some posters to say what they are. And but people can spread out, so there shouldn't be long lines.
Mm-hmm.
And those that want to stay, well, I think if we just brought crayons, some tape of glue, and people brought some scissors, that's how
we would. It would be like my craft that I did for the speech crafts with kids. They go around to every single one of the crafts.
And she had those
from a previous event, she had the little packs of crayons there before.
Yeah.
And so we have some left over and we could order some.
Yeah, like that.
Just a little four, sense of four for
me. Which probably aren't going to have pink in them unless you won't.
They
don't.
That red, yellow, blue,
green.
That's the only
downside.
Red, yellow, blue, green.
Unless you can order pastel colors, because everybody wants pastel.
Not going to have to get it, though. I've never seen that. The little small pack of these objects.
Because that would be nice, because it's. I have a hard time seeing all this in.
And then are they giving them all the time?
Near your
friend? Can? Yeah. They were really cheap. Those. So they don't come in pastel. Well, I'll check.
Wow. Yeah, see, we could do a mixture because somebody can mail on.
Yeah. So, that was the thing that
I just feel like
they were worried about was the line. And remember how the healthy one thing they were lined up?
Yeah.
So,
they're back, yeah.
Yeah.
Because so, the Easter egg hunt's going to take like 5 minutes.
Yeah. No, well, they're 30 minutes. Which is not that makes it a nice sitting.
Yeah.
And enough tables at the pavilion to have that many different
tables. So who else? Yeah.
We're just enjoying that.
Mm-hmm. Who else going to be able to be there to help?
I'm going to be there.
I'm not sure. That's just the 30th.
Mm-hmm. I just have a conflict, so I'm just wondering. Mm-hmm. It's like we've just been there for like an hour and a half, right, Kelly?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically set up and clean up. And,
it's
very fast.
Yeah,
it's very fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So did we still have the tablecloths? Because I think that always made it. I don't know if the family decorating room had to do this.
I don't think there's any advisors downstairs.
I think we just really are just going for the kids' art classes.
And there's kitchen.
There's a dollar twenty-five at the dollar store.
Are we okay to do that? Okay, do you want to do that?
Yeah, if you want to.
And then whatever is left, we can save them.
Yeah, we can always use the tablecloths later, so that's good.
Okay.
I have a question for Donna when we're ready. Okay, so we don't need to worry about cutting out the ears.
What about, do we want to, oh, you did say we want some of these. Now, I don't think we, like if we do cootie catchers, we could do 200 of each kind, you know.
Yeah.
Rather than 600.
Yeah.
Or of each.
And I think you can just take the original, which you will see, and have one for him.
This is cute. Did you see this?
That's what Donna is? That's not what Donna is.
Yeah.
She's a whiz.
I was going to say there was going to be copyright issues with this one, so I put together a different one.
That's so cute.
Super cute.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah. The kids will love those.
So, should we bag these and just do these?
It doesn't matter. I'm not defending either of those. These are cute because they have the different colors of the same pattern, which I couldn't find a graphic that would be. So when it's closed, they're all bunnies, they're just different colors bunnies.
Oh, right. And then it's open.
And then you
have the pink
inside. Oh, no. I mean, on this one that has a different color on each side.
Okay.
If they don't mind, I think we should do 300 each. That way, if they have more than one kid in the family, then they can.
300 of one and 300 of another?
Or 300 of one, 300 of this one. One years are separate, that's
and if we have left over, we can always hand them out with the art classes.
Yeah, or same for next year.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, if they're willing. And then this divided by.
That would just be 200.
200, yeah. And just on the right.
So, darling, you can. I know you have a printer, but you can make one for you too.
I probably will. Because I mean, there is a cost of printing.
Right.
It's for a color, it's about 10 cents.
Yeah.
And so, black and white is only about 2.
I'll just take them over there and let the girls do them.
Yeah. And you may not even have to take them over and give me I'm just saying.
Yeah,
there's a lot of
But I'm just saying it's probably better to print it from the original, like if they color copies, then print from that.
Yeah, I mean, if someone has, I can't remember, did you send me this one as an electrical? No, you bought it in a paper version.
I just got that one. So I emailed her the link today. Did you saw that? I emailed you a link.
You did? I didn't see it. You did add the second
here. Yeah.
Because I have my phone to second.
It's just an email. But my phone is. So here's the link, and it has a free download on it, so they can download it.
Can you forward it to dharden@heroncity.org?
Yes. Potentially.
The technology exists.
Yes. My phone chooses when it wants to do it. What's the
theme?
Oh, actually, it's a text. So we'll do
it. Oh, it's a text. Oh, you can do it from another
one. Oh, but I could do it. I could just copy the link and do an email. Which would you
do? Yeah, it doesn't matter. It really works for me. So if it's a text, go ahead and send it to another one.
Or you can just put it in.
Yeah,
you can just type it in. Okay, that's all I have.
Okay, so anybody have any questions? Or
I guess so. This is that little chat box I was talking about on the city's homepage. Donna, you probably could explain what this is more than I. The little chat box.
Oh, yeah, yes. I am an expert at that because I'm the one that answers the questions from the library.
So that's what it looks like, the little chat box in the front. And you punch on it, not punch on it, but tap on it. And it has all sorts of things. One of them begins, and our stuff isn't posted yet, but this is what I think can be posted here, just a couple lines.
So, like concert rates and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's called Yakify.
Called what?
Yakify.
Yakify?
Yeah. Y-O-P-I-F-Y. Yakify. T-P-I-F-Y, I think.
P-I-F-Y?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the name of the company.
Y-O...
There.
Check how I spell that. Y-O-P.
Okay. Let's see if I can find.
Yeah, you're fine. Anyway, so what?
Yeah, oh, there it is. You can see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's what I thought to look at about getting that. And one couple lines on our activities for that. And so that is one thing. That is what you just write it down and know that.
Yes, I do. And I'm the one that posts the events for the library.
Did you get that text? Did the text come through?
Oh, look. Yes, got it.
Yay.
Super. Good job. Yeah. So, what were you saying about your site?
Nothing, just you could like print out words or something better than I just saw them.
Yes, so I have an account, and Brooklyn has an account. A couple of people in the city have an account where we can go in and just add an event. So you just go in, you know, the name, the date, a description, and then there's two things you can do. You can, if it's an event, then whenever someone taps on that little thing, it shows up. And they can see what's coming up that way. If it's something that you want to push out to people, you can send a mass email through it. And there's different lists that people can subscribe to. I've got a library list of people who want library events, and so if I have a library event, I'll email that out. I did that today with someone about me.
And you do list through that website, that website, that. Little Shopify.
What about the chat button?
Little chat box, right? Through that chat box button.
No, I think we have to get it to, if we had stuff we wanted to put there, we'd have to get it to.
You'd have to
give it to
someone.
Like,
yeah, you'd have to give it to someone in the city.
That's why I was pushing, you said, free emails. How does that happen?
You have to tell whoever's coming in. Say,
I have to set what?
You have to tell whoever's coming in that you want it sent out as an email.
Okay. So you have to not to keep you focused on what you want to do there. And she has that email address. Very good. She would, so say, I wouldn't be Brooklyn. Okay, just try.
It goes through what the city would have.
Yeah, so we have this list of people, like there's 1,500 people on the library email list.
You signed up, we'll be on the list to get library events.
To get library events.
So it only goes out to those people who sign up to get.
Right, I'm trying to figure out how to get people to sign up to get our council emails.
We do have.
But the city doesn't. Do
we email list,
don't we? We do, but... You know, some of the lobby needs to be updated. But how do we get the okay, so if we get an email list together for the Arts Council, yes. Do we give that to Brooklyn and she has to put all those addresses?
No. You would give them to Brooklyn and Brooklyn would give it to the company?
Well, the company does all the work. Nice. Okay.
Yes, for Brooklyn. We have to type in all those emails. If the company would then upload it.
But if they charge you that, do they charge you a monthly fee or something?
The city?
No, but Yopify.
So, it's a service that the city purchases.
Oh, okay.
And
but we wouldn't have to pay for it. It would already be...
I don't know how that arrangement would be set up, whether they would require you to require the bill or whether they would just let you do it. You'd have to work that out
with
Aaron or Brooklyn.
Okay.
Or, yeah.
Okay. Alright, thank you. That's what I was looking for.
Maybe there's a way on our website that we could say, if you would like to have notifications about Arts Council events, please give us your email or something. I don't know.
Or you could,
if you want
if you do get set up an Arts Council category, like I have a library category, then you could send out your mass meet email and say, you know, go on this and put, you know, tell people to sign up and select.
To sign up through this,
yeah. Yeah, and the way to do that is easy. You just go and push on that button, and it asks you if you want to register, and you do. So it's just through that same button.
Yeah, we used to have about 3,000 people on there, but we lost about half of them.
Really?
I was sound like so much. I was getting
them
flights, yeah.
So this is when you push on that, when you tap on that little button, it comes up home, which is what this first page is, I guess. Notices with the city's firing, by the way. events, which is what Donna has, history chat. History, Common History has one. And the video editing class.
Yes.
Learned by somebody didn't say. And then it is for the artists. I hope the artists will get on there in the next couple of days. Resources, add updated contact information. What's that? Well, this is for people who want to sign up?
Yes, that's for this one.
Okay, and then ask us whatever you want to ask.
So you can push on that button and text a question, and then if Brooklyn's working, it'll go to her, but I always look at them too, and if they're related to the library, I just go on and answer them. So it's a way for me to answer questions in your classroom.
Anyway, I just thought that was an interesting little additional way to.
Yeah, I would be coming and check the body. Yeah, I took my a little bit.
That's what that was about. That's right.
And to put in a little plug for the premiere, or the video editing.
An
event that you had, that's an event that the library runs. It's a Saturday from 1 to 3.
Oh, the video.
And it's the first of two about Premiere. So if you know anybody who's interested in learning about
Photoshop,
how are we getting the word out that this public can do this? So you have to
So they've been advertising it to like the city website, and then it's been in the newsletter, and there's flyers all over the building. Like, sign up for this, you know. So
these are postcards originally.
Did they send out postcards as well?
So they
say
that. What did you say? Yeah. Okay. So means that every time that they're sending it, people are going to check out the video or anything, that kind of stuff. I mean, the company was trying to bring it.
This says the Easter egg hunt, by the way,
you have to bring
it at 10 a.m.
The Easter egg hunt is at 10 a.m.?
That's what the city says.
Oh.
Can you change that to 10 o'clock?
Why did you think it was 9:30?
Wait, what?
It's at 10 o'clock.
The Easter egg hunt is at 10 o'clock.
But we'll need to be over there
by 9:30 to
get it out. Yeah. It won't take long to set that up. It won't be like the company's.
It's probably better if it's full. Because this weekend is daylight savings.
It's really heavy news this week.
So it's going to be dark.
Maybe.
Well, it's not going
to be. Who knows? You never know what weather's going to be.
It's true. No, it's true.
It's true.
Yeah.
But what can we do?
The groundhog would see his shadows.
It's full of the weather.
Yes.
And they've done it too.
Okay, so if no one has any more questions, we'll just adjourn till the article meeting. And for the second.
Third.
Yes, I motion that we adjourn. Oh, you're right, too. Sure. Mm-hmm. I second.
Yeah, third.
Kind of motion.
It's 5:30, are we keeping the 5:30 time?
Yes, repeat the 5:30 time.
So it's going to be this 5:30 from now on?
Okay. Are you just kind of like, well, this is when we get this building.
So normally, it's fine. This week I didn't realize that it had permanently changed to 5:30 and had another appointment, but normally this is the
appointment. Wait, April 3rd is during spring break.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, the thing is, we need to be through by 7 because the appointment comes in, so.
That's why the other reason is
to leave.